All right. I'm Kevin O'Connor. I'm the president and founder of User Insight. We're a behavioral research, user experience research and design consultancy based out of Atlanta. What that means is that we work with our clients to understand their audience on a deep behavioral basis, look at what they do in the offline world, and how technology and communications affects or influences that behavior. We work with a number of big brands, but also some government agencies like CDC. And I've always wanted to be an expert at something, so my twin six-year-olds, they found out about Uno about 4 months ago, and I've played about 3,000 games of Uno. So I'm finally an expert at something. I'd ask you to think about companies like Blockbuster when you read this quote. 900-pound gorilla that literally fell overnight because Netflix created a better user experience. They weren't watching. What we do is work with our clients to make sure that doesn't happen to them. We keep them ahead of the curve by truly understanding their customers, the journey that they have, the touch points that they have with the brand at various portions. And we do it by listening to their customers, watching their customers. We don't do as much traditional research like focus groups and surveys. We do a lot of one-on-one ethnography in people's homes, places of business, all over the U.S., about 15 different countries. We've got a great cutting-edge user experience facility where we test communication and marketing campaigns as well as digital technologies of all kind in Atlanta, Georgia. If you want to check it out, it's uifacilities.com. There's some good panos on there. So what we do is sit down with people and we try to understand what they're doing in everyday life so that we can evolve the user experience for our clients, getting our clients to look beyond just simple demographics and segmentation. We're not replacing demographics and segmentation. It's still important. That tells you who people are, what they're doing, how they're doing it. But behavioral type of patterning tells you why people are doing what they're doing. And it's the why that helps you create the right solution, the right messaging, at the right time in the customer journey. So as we create behavioral clusters for our clients, we start to show them different types of marketing campaigns, prototypes of new services, prototypes of new products to see how they resonate with the different behavioral clusters. We want to map them up so that we can inform our clients who they should be targeting with what particular product or message. Eventually becoming very clear on particular ROIs that they might experience or KPIs that they might look for a given audience. And for every project, we'll come up with a behavioral landscape, basically defines the similarities, but is just as important the differences between behavioral groups and how a particular client might target them. I'll come back to this slide and if I have time. So over the years, we started to see some really strong patterns from project to project across a lot of different industries and a lot of different initiatives. And so for about 2 years, our researchers combed through a ton of stuff that we'd done for our clients and created something that we call UI's behavior DNA. These are basic core behaviors that all of us in this room exhibit on a daily basis. And it doesn't change necessarily from one context to the other. And intuitively, that kind of makes sense, right? Because we are who we are at our core. We take in information, we analyze, we make decisions. And that doesn't matter if you're planning a trip or buying a cell phone. The way that you do it typically is very similar from one context to the other. There are exceptions to that, and maybe we'll get to that today. So when a client asked me, Kevin, we want to start a new campaign. We want to create some new services, some new technologies to target, let's say, women who are 35 to 49. What should we be doing? I tell them, I don't know. I'm not a woman. I don't know how women think. But if you told me, look, we're trying to target influencers in a given community. We want people who intake a lot of different types of information, and we'll broadcast that information to help us in various social media campaigns. I'll tell you, okay, well, that's our decisives and thoroughs in our behavior DNA. And along with that comes various characteristics, attitudes, and motivations that we can start applying to a given situation to come up with some hypotheses on how we target these groups and the types of communications or products that they're going to need in order to accomplish a certain task or goal. So I'm going to give you an example. So one of the largest hotel chains in the world came to us and wanted us to define the customer journey when people decide they want to take a vacation. What is that customer journey? How should we message and market to them? What types of tools, what types of mobile apps, what types of services should we provide them in the research phase, in the reservation phase, which obviously is very important to them, in the pre-stay and post-stay phase? What should we be doing to make sure that we're wowing our customers? So we sat down and applied this model. So just a show of hands, people in the room, passionate about travel and good planners. You love to plan. Actually, planning's part of the vacation. You probably start a little early in your planning process, maybe 6 months out, sometimes as much as, so a year out. You got a plan A and a plan B and sometimes a plan C for every day on the trip, right? Keep your hands up because I just want to make a point here. If you look around, we got a lot of different types of demographics with their hands up, but the things they do, the behavioral aspects that they do in that process are very similar. Those are our thoroughs in our behavior DNA. We call them maximizers in travel because they try to maximize their experience when they're out of town. Another raise of hand, people who are passionate about travel, however, don't really like planning. You'll do it as much as you have to get to a city. You might plan one or two or maybe three special things in a trip, but really what you want to do is you want to get to that city. You want to jump outside to the local culture. You want to get around and start doing things more kind of just as it comes. You just kind of let it roll, and then you'll have these certain things that you planned out, right? And it's not 6 months in advance, right? Like it's a week, maybe 2 weeks in advance sometimes, right? So those are our decisives in our behavior DNA. We call them trailblazers in travel. And the reason is decisives, they're more spontaneous in nature. They don't like to plan. They use a lot of their guts to make decisions. They use trusted sources of information. They're a little skeptical of what brands tell them, whereas thorough love information from brands because they can get a lot of detail about the brand. A decisive will go out and look for that information from their trusted sources. So when you talk to a large company like IHG on how do you target these folks. For your decisives, right, you want words like spontaneous, and you want off the beaten path imagery, and you want to get them into an experience that allows them to do things very quickly. Whereas for thoroughs, you want pictures of the Golden Gate Bridge and the Empire State Building, and you want words like plan. For decisives, you want a mobile check-in when they get to the hotel. For thoroughs, they probably won't use it, so don't design for that. Get them in the hotel. They're going to want to go to the desk because they're going to want to check off some things that have to do with their itinerary, right? During the stay, what are you doing to support the decisive versus the thorough? Trailblazer versus the maximizer. Those are the things that we do. And over the last year, we've been working with Galen and the crew at AIR to apply this to health communications to create the health behavior DNA. Basically coming back to this model where we take part in understanding the problem and the audience, and we also take part in producing and testing various messages so that we're reaching people on a behavioral level, that the message resonates with them specifically, even though we're not necessarily targeting on a demographic or segmentation level. So that's user insight.